We'll pick up in verse 7, Luke 14, verse 7. So Jesus told a parable to those who were invited when he noted how they chose the best places, saying to them. So they obviously were trying to work out a pecking order amongst themselves. And I guess this was, obviously, this was something very important to these Israelites, because guess what? This same thing happened among the 12 apostles, where they wanted to pick out a pecking order and figure out who was the greatest, who was the least. And so, and Jesus' answer and reply to the apostles were, well, on this earth, people, it's important for man to have a hierarchy among themselves. But among you and in God's kingdom, that is not going to happen. Everyone, every member of God's kingdom will be on the equal playing field. And Jesus was very adamant about that, but I really feel like on... For the most part, a lot of that has fallen on deaf ears even to today. And people hold others up higher and feel like that they are higher than others. But Jesus said to these honored guests, when you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place, lest one more honorable than you be invited by the master of the wedding. And he who invited you and this other person who's more honorable will come to you and say to you, give place to this man. Then you begin with shame to take the lowest place. So Jesus said, well, you walk in and you sit in the most honorable place, there's going to be somebody more honorable than you. And so then the master and this man are going to come to you and say, hey, you need to go and sit at the back of the wedding feast and not at the front, because you are not the highest person here. And now then that person is shamed. That's what he's trying to tell these people then. And now he's going to turn that on their head. On this thought on its head, and they're thinking completely around and tell them what they should do, and instead of being shamed, they're going to be honored. So verse 10, but when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when he who invites you comes, he may say to you, friend, go up higher. Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you. And here, verse 11, this is a teaching that Jesus tried to get across to many people over and over. This is a common recurring theme that he has given here. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. The bottom line is, there's not going to be any arrogance in God's kingdom. And for eternal life, it does not look good for the arrogant. But instead, that is going to belong to the humble. Jesus referred to this in the Beatitudes and many other places. So this is, he's just trying to teach these men here who are obviously thinking way more highly of themselves. He's wanting to try to prepare them for God's kingdom, as he mentioned to this other group of people at the end of Luke 13. He's wanting to gather them under his wings as a mother hen gathers her chicks. But they're rebelling against him. They're refusing. But he's trying to help them. Now he's turning his attention to the master of this household. Verse 12, then Jesus also said to him who invited him, when you give a dinner or a supper, do not ask your friends, your brothers, your relatives, nor rich neighbors, lest they also invite you back, and that's how you will be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. For you shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just." So I'm confident, even though none of the commentators mention this, this is in direct response that Jesus, this master did not invite this man to the dropsy to eat. It was only there as an entrapment for Jesus, and then he was sent on his way and had to leave. And Jesus was trying to tell this man, you're not doing any of yourself any favors for throughout eternity. Here you're giving this big banquet that's just being lost because you're doing it to your rich friends and your fellow Pharisees. They're going to invite you over here. That's going to be your reward. You're going to be here on earth. And you will not get it at the resurrection. And another occasion, Jesus would told the people, when you do a good deed, don't run and tell other people about, hey, look at what I did. I did this real good deed. Instead, you keep it a secret and God will reward you openly. But if you go out and you brag about, hey, look at all this good deed that I did. Well, Jesus said, you have had your reward and there will be no reward for you in heaven. So those are good lessons. It was great lessons for them, and it's good lessons for us. Definitely what Jesus was trying to teach the master of the place. As far as this hierarchy, probably that, I think that probably goes on more of the high society, which we're not a part of. So that part doesn't really ring much of a bell, but probably. But we can understand, like in a wedding ceremony, which is how Jesus started this out. For that analogy, it would be for us to sit at the back. And then they say, oh, no, you're an honored guest. You need to come up here and sit at the front with the family. And then you wouldn't be shamed, whereas you go up to the front and sit with the family and they say, hey, this is reserved for family only, and you have to go to the back, and now you're shamed and shamed in front of everyone. That's probably the closest thing that would apply to us today. So we will end there, and Lord willing, we'll start with verse 15 next week.